Call this meeting order for the Joint Committee, Health, Education, Welfare, Land, Natural Resources, and Cultural Preservation, January 17th, 6 p.m. Invocation, I'm going to ask Ms. Deere if you would help for that first this morning.
Dear God, we thank you for this day. Lord, we ask for blessings and for peace and comfort for those who have lost loved ones. And we thank you for the lives of those who have left us, who have touched us in a powerful way. Father, I ask for guidance for the leaders of our nation and the leaders of our country. And I thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. We have a roll call. Okay.
Dodie Barnett.
Present.
Joyce Deere.
Present.
Johnny Green.
Present.
James Jennings.
Here.
Rufus Scott.
Here.
Del Beaver.
Here.
Mitch Jack, Daryl Proctor,
here.
Mark Randolph,
present.
Thomas Shahola,
here.
Chairman got 9 present, 1 absent.
9 present, 1 absent. Constitutes quorum. Any business transacted this evening will be official. Next we have is approval of minutes for November 15, 2016. I'll give the meeting time to review and ask for a motion.
Motion to accept the minutes with any necessary changes.
Motion has been made to accept the minutes with any needed changes. Seconded by Ms. Green. Excuse me. Roll call vote.
Dodie Barnett.
Yes.
Joyce Deere.
Yes.
Johnny Green.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Chairman got 8 in favor, 0 against.
8 in favor, 0 against it. Those minutes have been approved. Next order of business is TR-17-1010, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a contract for the purchase of property located in Okmulgee County, Oklahoma. Sponsors James Jennings.
Mr. Chairman, I'm making a motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass by James Jennings.
Second.
Seconded by Del Beaver. And in discussion.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is for the Okmulgee community to purchase property over on North Drive here in Okmulgee to replace their existing community building. This is for the purchase of the building on the property. It's not for the renovations of that property. It's just for the purchase of that property at this time. Do you have anything from travel construction?
No. We have put together a formalized budget for what the renovation would cost. I know Derek Francis, he's kind of reviewed it schematically, and there will be need to be some upgrades along with the sprinkling system to comply with the, it's not going to be a trust, so we're going to have to comply with the city code of Okmulgee, and for a community structure, we'll have to have a sprinkling system. So that's going to be an additional cost with that.
Right. Yeah. I can add a little bit to that. For that building, there will be required ADA upgrades for disability, accessibility for the building, fire alarms, suppression system being a sprinkler system for and whatever else the city of Baltimore may require to be done to the building before we can occupy.
Time of construction early on when Mr. Alpin and James Allred were here, they had started a cost associated with those renovations. But like I said, this is for just the purchase of the property at this time and not the renovations. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, looking at the contract, it says the first assembly of God, Mr. Churchill and Mulgee. And on the environment assessments, it says the New Beginning Church, so which one is correct?
They merged, and that's in the, I talked to Kevin.
It was, the current one is the environmental, the New Beginning budget, that's the current. The original was the First Assembly of God. They did merge. There was some title issues, but we've got that resolved to date. I believe at this time, the whole Union community has been paying $1,000 a month as well. And I believe it's my understanding that would that go towards the purchase price or no?
It does.
It does. So I think they've been paying $1,000 since June or July. You pay $4,000, so a little bit of money has been paid as a lease to own from the community itself as we looked at the possible renovations. I know the holdup in that and why they've been paying a little bit more was Representative Jennings had informed you was we wanted to bring a total cost to you at one time rather than a purchase cost and a renovation cost. But due to the situation at Travel Construction, we were not able to get that renovation cost, kind of a solid number for you. But at this time, it was my recommendation that Travel Construction at least let us know with the adoption of the code and the code inspector what would be required at least to get that building where it could be utilized by the community. And I think it's good to know as background, the reason we're here is the current facility that Oklahoma community is using across the street is part of the Creek Nation Foundation that has a 30-year mortgage on it. And when I was doing research on that, that is only to be utilized for housing purposes, which this for meaning for community business is outside that scope. So they really technically shouldn't be there. No one has really enforced that from USDA, but that's why they started looking at a new facility or new location, just because that building really shouldn't be utilized for anything other than housing purposes under the mortgage. So that's kind of the little bit of the background why this property was looked at. But I think we do have good title to it now. The church does. This is the purchase price. A little bit of money has been paid by the community center. But just we wanted to make you as council aware due to the funding and the situation here at the nation with our funds that there will probably be another second addition to this later to request funds for any renovations if this is passed and it is purchased. So I wanted you to be aware of that, and it's fair that you're aware of that and then not later the community coming back and asking for more money. Why is this coming back to us?
Thomas.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any more questions? Yes.
Do we have a ballpark figure on what the renovations are going to be? I mean, $500,000, $1 million? Just something?
Can anybody answer that?
Well, excuse me. That right now is still up in the air. You know, I'd have to physically go look at the building to see what all would need to be done in order to give you a better idea of what we'd be looking at in a ballpark figure on the renovation cost and everything. So that would be the only thing that I can suggest. I mean, if I told you the figure off the top of my head right now, it could be lower than what it could actually cost or it might be more, you know, and I don't want to lie to you about that, so.
Would you be able to do that before our general session at the end of the month?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. As long as we have somebody that can allow me to gain access in the building.
We have access.
Okay, you know, as long as I can physically get in there and look at the entire facility inside and outside, I can give you a little better idea of what we might be looking at.
Just exactly, just for me, before we vote on it, I would like to know how much money we're talking about, because it's a pain point, I think, with a lot of this, that we're asked for something and then we're asked for more, and then we're asked for a little bit more.
Exactly.
And some of these, we've had to come back two or three times and appropriate more money.
Right.
And we might not have entered into the situation if we had known that.
Exactly. And I think that's why they asked me to come in and talk with you guys about it tonight, is to, you know, address you and let you know that there are these issues on any, sure, any possible renovation. And that could also be included in some of the current community centers that they want to renovate. You know, there could be some renovation costs to bring them up to standards and everything. So,
thank you.
Anybody else have a question? Yes, Mark.
I was just wondering about property tax. Any idea about property tax?
Yeah, I think since it's been in the ownership of the church for the last 2 years, that has not been on the county tax roll. That particular property, $107,000, I had to look with the title check of the county to see. We don't want to bring light to the fact that it's been off the county tax roll. It's kind of like a council house that it was never on the tax roll. That's not in trust, so technically they could tax it. But this particular property, I just have to look to see what that would go for. But it has not been taxed in a long time.
So we're hoping that they won't tax us.
Pretty much.
There could be a little. Thank you.
Whatever the assessed value, you know, probably $120,000, we'll probably figure that out. Probably like around $1,000 a year.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Dale.
Thank you, Chairman. For the square footage of the church, how much would it cost to build a brand new facility the same size as this church? Brand new. Do you have an idea?
I'm just going to spell out a number of ballparks. So you look at Durini communities,
mm-hmm.
These are going around 900,000 to around 1.2.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the long-term goal from our planning standpoint, is to create every single community will be exactly the same. That's our goal. And so with the ability to expand, if the community is become larger, from what the facility will hold, we'll design in a way we can expand so that the toilets are the same, all the appliances are the same, the hot water is the same, the paint schemes are all the same. One is you don't get infighting amongst other communities about what somebody else got and what we got. Two is going to streamline the maintenance plan, so we could have actually PM, preventive maintenance stuff on hand at any given time. Say someone calls and says, hot water tank went out. Well, we know that's going to be this size of a water tank, this brand, and it's going to be gas, and we're going to, you know, have that stuff on hand. That's the long-term plan. So we're looking at about 900,000 to 1.2. That's basically what these other ones have cost. I think once we find the plans, I think we'll probably build most of these buildings for around 900,000 turnkey. And the reason I say 900,000 to 1.2, because sometimes federal roads will pay to have the parking lot done, mm-hmm. as long, but like in the case of sometimes if there's a lack of planning, they go in and modify the dirt, and do some dirt work, etc., then it prevents them from doing a regular environmental, and so it would exclude federal roads being able to spend federal funds on that. Most times you can get a CADEX anyway, so if we're just patient, get the environmental, get the CADEX, then federal roads can use the money. But so 900,000 to 1.2 would be kind of the range. And that'll be depending on who funds the parking lot.
So if we say we buy it for $109,000, and then it takes $500,000 to get it up to ADA compliance and just say new AC units, and it's ready to go, it's still cheaper than building a building, right?
For the most part, yeah.
Okay.
You know, the longevity of the building, I mean, this is a big lot, it's a big site.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can put together some cost estimates. You know, I just have to look into the building now. I know that they've done the environmental, they've done some structural assessments on it, but the community really likes it. They think it's a good fit for them. And really, you guys have a decision on whether you want to proceed down the line. Really, really good area. Okay.
And I know in Mr. James, in the first talks we had on this building, I guess in October, November with the community, they were asked if they could get reimbursed the $1,000 that they, the $3,000 or $4,000 they spent. Would that have to be in the language? Because they're in the impression that they are getting reimbursed. So would that have to be put into this legislation? Is it in here? I really didn't see it.
Or does it go towards the purchase of it? Did it go towards the purchase of the property?
That was the original agreement, I thought, that we were going to get our money back. We, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we were understood.
Yeah, I mean, that was the agreement, and I think that everybody was on the same page in terms of reimbursing the outlay funds associated with the rental in lieu of putting up escrow money. Earnest money. So that was the idea, was that the community itself would be reimbursed for that, like, on associated with the rental or the lease payments that they made.
Would I have to be in
the I think would be, yeah, I'd have to put the bill, but I think we can amend that and add that money in.
Dale, I would need to look at the original. There was an original agreement for this lease and the United Community and the church. I need to look at the terms of that and have it with me. I think that may be something. Depending on that, we may need to amend the legislation to include that in the budget as part of the $109,000.
Question? Ms. Green, any questions? Any more questions? Hearing none, roll call vote.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Doe Beaver?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 8 in favor, 0 against.
8 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is TR-17-011, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing renovation to the Twin Hills Indian Community Building. Sponsor is James Jennings.
Motion for due pass
by James Jennings.
Second.
Seconded by Johnny Green. We're in discussion.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And this is for the renovation desk between here for their kitchen, and this is the community using their own funds.
Okay.
We have just allowed them to use it.
Do you have anybody here from the Twin Hills?
Okay.
You want to comment on the renovation?
Come up here.
I guess what you're wanting is an explanation of kind of what we're going to do. We have an adjacent room to the kitchen that is serving as a storage area, and we just wanted to open those walls up and make our kitchen a little bit bigger. We're getting ready to serve some bigger tacos, so we need some more room. That's basically all we're doing. And it requires just your major, I mean, standard renovations, fixing sheetrock, and probably have to finish out the cabinets and then do some electrical. That's basically what it entails.
Okay. Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Doe Beaver?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 8 in favor, 0 against.
8 in favor, 0 against. That motion passed. Next item we have is NCA-17-006, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation appropriating funds to be used toward the purchase of real property located in Okmulgee County, Oklahoma. Sponsor is James Jennings.
Motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass by James Jennings.
Second.
Seconded by Dale Beaver. Discussion. I basically this is the funding part of the for the resolution that we just passed earlier. Any questions? Hearing none, roll call vote.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Dodie Barnett.
Yes.
Joyce Deere.
Yes.
Johnny Green.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 8 in favor, 0 against.
8 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes.
Yes, sir.
It'll be forwarded on to BFNJ for a funding source. Next we have is other business. Do you have any items for other business? And it looks like we have 2 of them.
Chairman, I make a motion that we add TR-17-016 and NCA-17-010 to the agenda for consideration.
Motion was made to add items TR-17-016 and NCA-17010 to the agenda. Motion was made by Dodie, seconded by James. Roll call vote.
Dodie Barnett.
Yes.
Joyce Deere.
Yes.
Johnny Green.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 8 in favor, 0 against.
All right, 8 in favor, 0 against. It's passed, and then I'm going to turn the chair over to Mark Randolph to before we go into this legislation.
Bill number NCA 17-010.
16.
TR. Excuse me, bill number TR 17-016. Tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing renovation to the Shakota Indian Community Building kitchen area. Sponsor Darrell Proctor.
Motion for a due pass.
A motion for a due pass. We have a second.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Green. Discussion?
Yes, we have a tribal construction here.
David Ford has gone down to view the site.
Yeah, the money has been spent, and what started out the trouble, you know, the leaks from the outside in the basement, that has all been fixed there. The inside was damaged one and the other, so it's basically gutted now. And we did an estimate. Here's that. $302,054 is estimate to redo the complete basement kitchen, which is 3,600 square feet. That's new appliances, that's new everything. That's a tad bit high, but it's definitely going to be enough. Where are they going to be going back? It's going to be more like, in my opinion, around $250,000, but this is the money just in case they run on something else, because they are some load bearing walls. There's a lot to this. It's a big basement, going to be a big kitchen, and it's a total remodel. I mean, there's nothing there. It's just an empty shell now inside.
Any questions?
I don't. This flood damage, did we have any insurance claims on anything like that? Or did we have it covered through insurance? Isn't in our community buildings, aren't they covered with our insurance or anything like that?
I'd have to ask Steve with Mr. Phil Booker. Do you know when the actual event took place? I'm not familiar with when it was flooded out. Is it?
It's been at least 2 years. At least 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's been. Tad over a year ago when they was actually fixing it on the outside of the contract. Mm-hmm. Was. Mm-hmm.
I'd have to speak with Mr. Booker on that and see if there was a claim that was made against that or not.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I believe Phil Booker was notified about this, and it wasn't an insurance claim. So we had Tribal Construction fix it, CR&D, mm-hmm. and we paid for the sealant of the basement.
Okay. Why wasn't it in?
I think it was in it was another, a maintenance issue or something, I'm not for sure. Phil Booker would have to answer that question.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm sure because it wasn't one event that caused this. Right. Is this time-wise, and insurance won't cover that if something that gradually happens over time.
Mm-hmm. And I think it had been happening over time and time again.
Only when it rained.
Okay, I can provide, have Phil Booker provide a statement in the email I can forward to the committee, and just to clarify the why a claim was not made against that.
Okay.
I'll do it tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
Any other questions? Oh, Mr. Jehola?
What was the source of the flooding?
It's just the basement. It had the cracks and the whole basement walls and everything cracked, and you had seepage all the time, and on big rains it...
But is that in the water plane then?
I couldn't answer that. I don't know.
I think part of it too is it was kind of like the mound building.
Hydraulic pressure.
The land came up, you know, covered the walls, so it was just kind of seeping in slowly.
It was buried, and you got block walls. And at times, that's what happens with blocks. They crack, and water's going to come in there. If they're not sealed, and none of them was back then, but they are now.
And I want to just say, it was probably timing the luck of the community on this issue with the adoption of the new Title 11, and when we did away with the facility use agreements. We adopted the new Chapter 4 in Title 11, where the nation took over responsibility of our community buildings. And it was probably maybe a month or two after the passage of that they had this heavy, that's when we had the heavy flooding. It flooded heavily down in Shakota and that area. And so that's when we came, the community came forth that first time, and it was covered under the new legislation that was passed, where if it was due to the health and safety of our citizens, the nation would take care of those costs. So that's how it was first presented. It was paid for by the nation through funds appropriated by you to community research and development. So it was waterproof at that time, like I said. So now there's no more leakage, no more flooding taking place with the heavy rains. But due to all of that rain that was sitting there, and I saw it was about a foot deep when I went, that was just sitting there for a while, and they were pumping it out, and then it would flood, rain again, and it would flood all over again. It took a while, I want to say almost a month, before we could even get the funds situated to get this fixed, unfortunately. So with all that water being down there, it did cause mold and issues with the drywall and all the equipment and down there. So that's why they're coming back again. It's kind of the second part to fixing the flooding that occurred there. So.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I did talk to Mr. Booker this morning, and asked him the same question why this wasn't a insurance claim. And basically that's what he said, was that it wasn't one instance of, you can't point to say like a storm came in and blew some shingles off, blew a hole in the roof. You couldn't point to one instance where why this damage was caused by a certain thing, like an act of God, I guess. And since it was damage done over time, it was more of a as like a homeowner type issue, whereas it was a continual damage, and the homeowner should have done something about it, basically. And so that's why it wasn't an insurance claim. And he can probably, Chris, you can get with Phil tomorrow and just have him email us why, but that's what Phil told me this morning. You couldn't point to one issue and say that's what caused the water damage. And I know it's not in the flood zone, but I remember doing the environmental on that when the community bought it, 7-8 years ago, probably somewhere around there. Because we don't recommend the tribe buying any properties that's in a flood zone. But just because it's not in flood zone, don't mean it won't flood. You know, so I mean, I think we all know that there's certain instances where we bought a building and it took on water. So. But I did talk with Phil, and that's what he said. He told me this morning. So, there's something else I was going to say, but I can't remember. But Anyway, thank you.
Thank you. Any more questions?
What preventative measures will be taken to ensure this doesn't happen in the near future?
Well, first of all, at first sign, if it comes back to us, hey, we've got a leak, there will be somebody come up there and resolve it then. Instead of this had to be happening for a long time, and it's must have been just pushed back and pushed back, or lifts, you know, temporary fixes. And that's normally what you end up with them little temporary fixes. But it's definitely not leaking now. We've been there back over and over since it's been fixed. It's definitely not leaking now. And the only thing we can do, as it gets reported, it will be taken care of next time if anything occur again.
So what are your policies for hours for tribal construction? I know in the past with community centers that were a distance from Okmulgee, we had trouble with people driving from Okmulgee to the site, mm-hmm. working for 3 or 4 hours, and then by that time you just had enough time to get back to Okmulgee to clock out. And so basically everybody was working half days. So how is that going to be addressed?
More of the direction we're going now is we'd go excessive, and if it's something that it'd be different, so 2 or 3 hour job, it'll get fixed. But if it's something that needs fixed, and it will get subbed out, and we're actually hiring contractors to come and do it. No, we don't have time to, our small group cannot drive down there. You're exactly right. It makes no sense back and forth. And that's why we're mainly doing our thing around here. But you're exactly right on that. It'll make sense to drive an hour and a half one way just to, you know. But everything like that, that's going to take a little time. We are subbing it out now.
And this basement was contracted out, so a sealant company that knows yes. how to do this completed the work.
Is there work warranted?
I think it is. I think it was yeah. warranted underneath the contract.
It was before they went out of business.
I was like, what?
Ain't funny.
Hey, I know. Thank you.
Any more questions? No more questions. Roll call vote, please.
Daryl Proctor?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Chairman got 8 in favor, 0 against.
8 in favor, 0 against. Bill number TR-17-016 passes. Next we have bill number NCA-17-010, Law of the Muscogee Creek Nation appropriating funds in order to complete the basement kitchen remodel at the Shakota Community Center. Our sponsor is Daryl Proctor.
Motion for due pass.
A motion for due pass. We have second.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. Discussion? Have any discussion? No discussion. Roll call vote, please.
Daryl Proctor?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 8 in favor, 0 against.
8 in favor, 0 against. NCA-17-010 passes and will be forwarded to BF&J for funding. And pass it back to our chairman for our proper.
All right, thank you, Mr. Randolph. Next item we have is announcements. Are there any announcements? Yes.
You and BF&J will meet prior to planning at 6 o'clock.
BF&J meeting prior to planning?
Yes.
Okay, 6. Okay, any other announcements? No announcements. Next we have this adjournment. Ms. Green, would you give the superintendent with her adjournment?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us this day, washing over us, and bringing us together to discuss our nation. Pray that you be with each and every one as we travel back to our homes. Guide us and direct us in all that we say and all that we do. In your precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen.